Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to Tech It For Me. I'm Mike Biddle. So imagine this. Every piece of text written by an AI carries an invisible mark. Mark that you and I can't see, but algorithms can. It tells the world, hey, I was written by a machine. OpenAI just announced they're piloting exactly this, watermarking technology to identify AI-generated text. Is this the answer to academic dishonesty, misinformation, and plagiarism? Or is it the start of a surveillance nightmare for writers, students, and content creators everywhere? Today, let's unpack what watermarking AI really means and why it might just change the future of writing forever. This is Tech It For Me. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
So let's start with the basics. Last week, OpenAI announced that they're piloting watermarking technology for AI-generated text. Here's what they said in their own words, and I quote, "We are testing methods to embed invisible watermarks in AI outputs to help identify text that was generated by our models," end quote. So what does all that mean? Essentially, OpenAI wants to embed hidden markers into text outputs from models like ChatGPT. These markers wouldn't change how the text reads to you or me, but detection algorithms could scan the output later and confirm, yeah, this was written by an AI. So why now? Well, there's been growing concern across industries about the misuse of AI text generation. In education, for instance, students are submitting essays entirely written by ChatGPT, and professors are left wondering, is this the student's work or the AI's? In publishing, newsrooms and content agencies want to ensure that articles are original and written by humans, especially with journalistic integrity is on the line. In the fight against misinformation, AI-generated fake news or propaganda and spam, they're flooding the internet. Bots can churn out thousands of believable articles in literal seconds. Watermarking is being positioned as a solution to all of these problems. It's a way to verify whether a piece of text originated from an AI model without relying on stylometric detection, which analyzes writing style and is prone to errors. But as with all technology, it's not that simple. So let's dig in a little bit into the technical side. When we think of watermarking, most of us think of images or videos. You embed a visible logo or an invisible pixel pattern that proves you own it. But with text, it's trickier. You can't just embed a pixel pattern in words. So how do they do it? Well, here's the idea. AI models generate text based on probabilities. Each next word has a certain likelihood of being chosen, depending on the context and the prior words. Watermarking works by tweaking these probabilities slightly to embed a statistical pattern in the output. So, for example, it may prioritize certain synonyms at specific frequencies. It might subtly adjust the distribution of words in a way that humans can't detect, but algorithms can identify later. Researchers call it steganographic encoding. Easy for me to say. Think of it like Morse code hidden within a paragraph, but without changing any of the meaning or readability. So, why is this important? Because traditional detection tools analyze writing style or vocabulary. But if a student carefully edits the AI's output, or if the text is short, those tools often fail. Watermarking, on the other hand, embeds a hidden signature directly into the output at the model level. So even if the text is paraphrased slightly, the statistical pattern may remain detectable. And this is a big but, there are limitations. Heavy editing can remove the watermark. So if a student rewrites large portions, detection becomes very difficult. Bad actors, of course, are going to innovate. So just like people found ways to remove DRM from music and movies, tools will emerge to strip watermarks. Lastly, I don't think it's going to be foolproof. OpenAI themselves acknowledge that watermarking is just one tool in a broader approach to AI safety and accountability. So who actually benefits from watermarking AI text then? Well, first and foremost, educational institutions. Professors and academic integrity offices can use watermark detection to verify if essays were written by students or by ChatGPT. Secondly, publishers and brands. News organizations can ensure their journalists and freelancers are submitting original, human-written work, not AI-generated rewrites. Thirdly, regulators. Governments concerned about AI-generated fake news or scams or extremist propaganda can more easily trace content origins. And lastly, the AI developers themselves. By implementing watermarking, companies like OpenAI, for instance, can demonstrate responsibility and compliance with upcoming AI transparency regulations. But there's always two sides to every story, so let's talk about the flip side, the potential losers. Freelancers using AI. For writers who rely on AI tools to draft copy quickly, watermarking could expose their workflows to clients who didn't agree to AI-assisted writing. Students, of course. No more secret AI-written essays submitted as personal work. Academic dishonesty becomes easier to detect. And privacy advocates and creators. If watermarking becomes mandatory, it raises questions. Will every AI-generated piece of writing you create be traceable back to you? Could employers, governments, or platforms use watermarking as a surveillance tool rather than for accountability? These are all valid concerns. Technology is rarely neutral. It reflects the intentions of those who control it. Now let's talk about business, because watermarking isn't just about education or misinformation. It's going to have a major impact on how businesses operate, especially those that create, manage, or rely on written content. So let me break this down into three key areas. Firstly, vendor and contractor trust. More and more companies now outsource writing for blogs, ad copy, press releases, even emails. And while that's not new, what's changing is how that content gets created. Freelancers and agencies are increasingly using tools like ChatGPT and Claude to speed up content delivery, sometimes with disclosure, but often without. Here's where watermarking changes the game. Imagine a brand hires an agency to write original content, only to find out it was mostly AI-generated. Watermarking gives that brand a way to check. This introduces new contractual risks and trust issues. Will contracts start requiring full disclosure of AI usage? Will businesses demand human-authored only content in critical areas like PR or legal? Could vendors be penalized or dropped for failing to disclose AI involvement? Watermarking provides businesses with a way to audit and enforce content standards. Number two, reputation and legal exposure. Let's say your company publishes an article generated by AI, and it gets something wrong. Maybe it fabricates a quote or plagiarizes another source. If watermarking shows the content was AI written and no disclosure was made, your company is on the hook. We're entering an era where transparency is brand protection. Failing to disclose AI use may lead to regulatory issues, especially in fields like healthcare, finance, and legal services. In the EU and potentially Canada, watermarking may become a compliance requirement under AI laws. So for marketing departments, legal teams, and compliance officers, watermarking shifts from being something that's nice to have to mission-critical infrastructure. The third area is internal AI governance. As AI adoption grows internally, think employee-written emails, knowledge base articles, or chatbot scripts. Watermarking can help track AI usage inside the organization. It gives leadership insight into where generative AI is being used. How much content is AI generated versus human authored? whether departments are following responsible AI policies. All of this helps companies build AI governance frameworks and avoid what I call the shadow AI problem, where employees quietly use AI tools without any oversight. Now let's take even a further step back and zoom out to the bigger picture. First, the arms race. For every security tool, there is always a bypass tool. Watermarking is going to be no different. As watermark detection improves, AI developers and bad actors will find ways to paraphrase or manipulate text to remove signatures. Secondly, regulation. We're entering an era of AI legislation. The EU's AI Act, the first comprehensive AI regulation in the world, includes provisions for transparency in generative AI outputs. Similar regulations are coming to the US, Canada, and other countries. Companies may soon be required to watermark all AI-generated text to ensure traceability. Thirdly, the creative question. If every AI output carries a watermark, what does this mean for writers, marketers, and creators who use AI tools as part of their process? So imagine this, you use AI to brainstorm an idea, edit it heavily, and submit your final work. If detection tools flag it as AI generated, is that really fair to you? Where do we draw the line between assisted writing and AI authorship? And lastly is misinformation. While watermarking sounds like a silver bullet against fake news, it's only one piece of the puzzle. Bad actors will use open source models without watermarking, paraphrase outputs to remove detection, blend AI and human text to avoid being flagged. In short, watermarking is not a cure-all, but it is a critical step towards greater transparency. So here's my take. Watermarking won't just affect creators and students. It's going to reshape business operations from vendor management to risk mitigation to regulatory compliance. If your company deals with content in any form, and let's be honest, whose doesn't, you're going to need a strategy for AI transparency. Because the question is no longer just, you know, did AI help write this? The new question is, can you prove it, and are you okay with that? OpenAI is piloting watermarking today, and Google, Anthropic, Meta, and others will soon follow. The real question isn't if watermarking will happen, it's how it will be implemented, and whether it strikes the right balance between accountability and creative freedom. On one hand, watermarking is necessary. We can't let AI flood the internet with misinformation or let students bypass learning by submitting AI-written essays. But, on the other hand, it raises serious questions about surveillance, privacy, and the stifling of creativity. Will watermarking become a tool of trust or a tool of control? Truthfully, only time will tell. So what do you think? Should AI-generated content be watermarked by default? Does this protect society from misinformation and dishonesty? Or does it infringe on personal privacy and creative freedom? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Head over to techitforme.com/contact and send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening, and share it with a friend or a colleague who wants to stay ahead in technology. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, I'm Mike Bedole.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.